Romanticism, the Age and Its Art, Part 2. The yearning for other times and other places sent the imaginations of the Romantics to exotic lands, to the mountains of Arabia, to Turkish baths, to the Algerian Kasbah, to ancient Assyrian orgies. Some built Chinese pagodas. This English resort pavilion, with its exotic Indian architecture, was built by the Prince Regent of England in 1815. It aptly fits the description of the Romantic poet Coleridge. In Xanadu did Kubla Khan a stately pleasure dome decree, where Alf the sacred river ran through caverns measureless to man down to a sunless sea. Further along in this same poem, Coleridge describes that deep romantic chasm which slanted down the green hill athwart a cedarn cover. A savage place, and from this chasm, with ceaseless turmoil seething, a mighty fountain momently was forced. It was in such terms that the Romantics created imaginative and exotic worlds of fancy. And if it was not the far away, such as the war then going on in Greece, then the long ago served as well. The artist charges this imaginary scene of classical antiquity with the drama of a stormy primordial sky. Architecture of bygone eras was often imitated during the 18th and 19th centuries and was a favorite theme of painters. They concocted romantic scenes of classical antiquity. And the Gothic Age. Even Baroque architecture was copied and enlarged upon. The 19th century opera in Paris, for example. And since the Romantics loved ruins, this Gothic church was purposely left in a crumbled state. This garden house was actually built to resemble a broken ancient column. Here, a classical temple was set into an artificial rustic cave. The Romantics delighted in craggy ruins. Here, the imagination could generate a fantasy life endlessly rich and dreamlike. Although he affirmed the brotherhood of all mankind, the acutely sensitive romantic man felt himself to be alone in a vast and measureless world. He glorified sunsets. And moonlight. What kind of men were the Romantics? Mysterious, highly sensitive, and misunderstood men. Like Napoleon, brooding and brilliant. Like Chopin, passionate and creative. Paganini, the demon virtuoso who enthralled audiences with his violin pyrotechnics. Baudelaire, himself a legend as fabulous as his famous Flowers of Evil. Victor Hugo, the intense creator of The Hunchback of Notre Dame. And William Blake, mystic poet who illustrated many of his works himself. The Romantic artists were usually lonely, self-conscious geniuses who frequently lived outside the standards of a society which did not understand them. They identified themselves with tormented heroes like Romeo and Juliet, and like Hamlet. They brooded over death and lost love. They lived by faith in intuition and imagination, lonely and introspective. The romantic hero was pensive and melancholy. He responded willingly to the dictates of his emotions. Often, these emotions were turbulent and stormy. To express such feelings, the artist painted violent scenes of struggle and conflict, such as stormy scenes of shipwrecks and ocean tempests. In summary, the Romantic Age was an age of many conflicting reactions, a violent reaction to reason, which resulted in revolution. In reaction to the rapid industrialization of many Western nations, the artist dramatized the exploitation of the common man, or else he escaped into nature, or turn for inspiration to the exotic East, or the distant past. In reaction to the emerging tide of nationalism, the cult of the individual flourished. Above all, romanticism was the overflow of the emotions expressed in scenes of storm and stress, mystery and imagination, the fantastic and the sublime. Artists exalted the peaks of emotion from impassioned frenzy to tragic grief. But in his quest for scenes of excessive emotion, such as this frenzied allegory of death, the romantic artist moved further and further away from everyday reality. This finally led to a reaction against romanticism itself, a new concern for the sober, unemotional facts of life became apparent by the mid-19th century. In this matter-of-fact treatment of death, for example, note the gravedigger, still in shirt sleeves, and the stray dog in the foreground. Thus, as the artist turned away from the romantic, realism was born.